Good evening and welcome to First Baptist Church, Bowling Green, Kentucky, for this Friday night virtual Vespers. I know that we're going to be encouraged tonight as we look at a song that God has used to call men and women, boys and girls, unto Himself for many, many years. I pray that He would draw us closer to Him tonight as well. Would you pray with me? Father, we love You and we thank You so much that You would love us to the degree that through Your Son, You would call us to come to You, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and that You would receive us through Him. Lord, we pray that tonight You would do work in our lives where when this experience is over, we're closer to You than we are even now. We ask Your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come home, come home, He who
What an amazing song. That's another song that for me, I had heard many times throughout my life, and maybe I'd gotten used to it, and I heard it anew when I was in college, sung by a group called A Cappella. And they actually added some different languages in there, and I was studying those languages at the time, and so that was very interesting to me. But this song has been used so mightily, not only in my life, but in the lives of so many throughout the years, to remind us that the posture of our Lord is calling us to come to Him. And so for tonight, I want to give us this theme, and this theme comes straight from the song, and it is this: come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. I love the fact that our Lord came to inaugurate the kingdom of God, to usher in the kingdom, and not only that. You know, Jesus could have come simply to condemn the world, for we had turned away from God. But the Bible tells us that He didn't come to condemn the world. We were already condemned. He came that the world might be saved through Him. That's John 3:17. And there are a couple of passages in the Bible that Jesus uses to express to us not only the gravity, but the graciousness of His welcome. First, I want us to look at Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 38, and understand that as Jesus calls us to follow Him, there is gravity to that statement. It is a heavy, weighty statement, and Jesus is calling us to give up our lives to trust and follow Him. Listen to what He says. And calling the crowd to Him with His disciples, Jesus said to them, "If anyone would come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for My sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of Me and My words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when He comes in the glory of His Father with the holy angels." So Jesus has issued His call, "Follow Me," but He issues here kind of a warning to go along with that call, that this is serious business. I once heard a comedian say that to be a Christian simply means you do whatever you want and say, "Yep, Lord, forgive me," and you're clean and you get a fresh, clean slate and you go on and do whatever you want again. And that's not at all what Jesus is calling us to. No, Jesus is calling us to a life of radical discipleship where we turn away from our sinful lifestyle to trust and follow Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And it's costly. Dietrich Bonhoeffer talks about that in his book, The Cost of Discipleship, recognizing that discipleship, trusting and following Jesus, requires us to deny ourselves. It requires us to lay down our lives that we might receive from Jesus the life that is the only true life, the full and abundant and eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So Jesus calls us to follow Him, and He calls us to count the cost, recognizing that it is not simply just saying, "Oh Lord, forgive me," and going and doing whatever we want. No, Jesus is our Lord, so we lay down our lives to trust and follow Him. But listen to what He says in this next passage. So there's gravity to Jesus' call to follow Him, but there's also such grace in Jesus' call to follow Him. This is Matthew chapter 11, verses 27 through 30. Jesus is speaking and He says, "All things have been handed over to Me by My Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. Come to Me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light." Jesus is here speaking to people in the context of the Pharisees who would lay heavy burdens on people, that they had to live up not only to the 613 commandments of the Torah, but they had to live up to all the ways in which the Pharisees had built what one theologian called a lifeboat of the law. In other words, they didn't just have the 613 laws God had given, but the Pharisees had taken and magnified those laws in ways that God never intended. And so they were placing heavy, heavy burdens on people. And what Jesus is saying is this: His burden is light. What does that mean? Yes, we must count the cost. Yes, we must realize that Jesus is calling us to lay down our lives. But when we come to Jesus by His grace through faith, what He gives us is forgiveness of sin. And He gives us not only the call to trust and follow Him, but He gifts us with His Holy Spirit so that we're actually able to trust and follow Him. So when we surrender our lives to Him, He calls us to come and find rest in Him. And so we do. We rest in the finished work of His cross and His resurrection. We rest in the fact that it is by His grace that we are saved through faith. That it is not of our works. It is not of our own doing. No, it is completely by the grace of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the sort of sentiment that the songwriter was here trying to capture. This song was written by a man named Will Thompson, who was active in songwriting throughout the latter half of the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century. And Will Thompson made quite a career and quite a name for himself in writing secular music. Well, as he aged, he decided that he wanted to write hymns. He wanted to write sacred music. And so he formed his own publishing company, and he published many, many hymns. This is one of them. The story goes that Will Thompson was a close personal friend of Dwight Lyman Moody, and that on D.L. Moody's deathbed, Will Thompson had come to visit him, and D.L. Moody is credited with saying this: "Will, I would rather have written softly and tenderly Jesus' calling than anything I have been able to do in my whole life." And what is D.L. Moody saying there? He's saying that the effect of God through this song that D.L. Moody and his song leader Ira Sankey had used for years and years at the time of response after D.L. Moody would preach an evangelistic message, that song so resonated in his heart and in the hearts of all of the hearers that it was as if God was speaking to them, calling them yet again to come to Him. Let's look again at these lyrics penned by Will Thompson. "Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals, He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should I tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not His mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting. The moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering. Deathbeds are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home. Come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love He has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, He has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. This song takes us on a journey. It takes us to the call of Jesus that He has come for us and that He is watching and waiting for us, ready to receive us when we turn and come to Him. And also reminding us that time passes quickly and our finish line will come unexpectedly and it will come quicker than we think it will. I don't know about you, but I'm finding that time passes more quickly than I thought it would, and life slips away. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation, and yet so many people put it off for whatever reason, wanting to live a hellish reality for just another day. And then before my life comes to an end, when I'm just a little bit older, then I'll make things right with God. Well, here's the problem with that. Neither you nor I have an expiration date stamped on the bottom of our foot. We don't know when the end is coming. And so this song reminds us that Jesus tells us to come home today. Today is the day of salvation. And when we do come home, oh, the wonderful love that we experience. Oh, the wonderful forgiveness that is ours. Oh, the wonderful life that is given to us by the grace of Almighty God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So maybe you're weary, and maybe you've been holding out, not yet willing to trust and follow Jesus. Here again, His arms are open to you, to receive you, to pardon you, to cleanse you, to call you His own. Come home to Him. Let's pray. Father, we love You. And we thank You so much for the ways in which You have used this song over the years, the ways that You have used this song in our own lives, the way that You might be using this song right this minute to call somebody home to You. And so, Lord, we pray that You would continue to draw us closer to You, recognizing that in You and in You alone we find rest for our souls. We get so weary sometimes, but Lord, You, by Your grace, give us rest. Help us to trust You and to follow You more closely than ever before, and help us to extend this same call to any who would listen. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Lord, may You do a mighty work in us and through us in the power of Your Holy Spirit. We ask Your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.